B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We got Brian over there in his corner.
Hi there.
Let's check in remotely with LBF. Calling LBF.
Good morning,
calling,
you guys.
All right, good. Sound good? There's no delay?
Well,
does it feel to you like you're maybe in a like in a space shuttle or something? You're just distant from us? Can you float?
Yeah.
Can you float?
We all float down here, Bob.
That'd be great if you were just floating around in your, because you're broadcasting remotely. It must feel like an astronaut all by yourself.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I do feel like an astronaut. That's kind of a good way. I'm eating weird food.
Is that Tang?
No Tang. Okay. But everything's a little dry and not good.
Anyway, so in case folks missed it yesterday, LBF is going to be doing the show from bedroom number 3 upstairs.
Yeah.
Is it upstairs? Is that where you are?
It's upstairs.
Nice
yep.
and quiet?
Yeah.
Good.
I hope everyone's still sleeping.
Okay. Anyway, Brian. Is are we on Facebook? Can people?
No, the Facebook link isn't working from Zoom today.
Oh, what a bummer!
Thanks a lot, Facebook.
Yeah, you can
give it a try.
LBF floating in space.
Ground control to LBF.
Anyway, it's 5:43. So here we are, week 2, day 2 of the third week. This is week 3, rather. So this is day 2.
I've lost track.
Yeah, of the
yeah,
quarantine.
Me too.
Yep. So it doesn't it feel like we're in Groundhog Day, right?
Yes.
And I'm kind of bummed out. I was telling Brian that I broke my toe a couple of a week ago.
Yep.
Getting better. Thanks for asking. But I've blown the opportunity to get my jogging going. You know, this would have been a great opportunity to just get into tremendous shape.
Oh, darn.
I think it's a sign from Isn't God that you're not supposed to jog.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you think yeah so? I do. I think you should look at it as a gift instead of a curse.
I'm so bummed out.
You're looking for any excuse not to jog.
Oh, my God, Brian, no. I brought new sneakers and everything. I was
right. Okay. You did?
Well, yeah, I'm not for running, though. They look kind of...
but I could lounging sneakers.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Anyway.
I have 7 pair.
Would you like a fun fact?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to do this early because I figure none of the kids are listening.
Okay.
Do you know what is going way up at home?
Oh, God.
It's not cooking.
It's lounge sneakers.
You take the sneakers off if you want, but you can leave them on. It's up to you. Expect a boom in what's like 9 months from now, Brian? That would be
yes.
Like December.
Oh. Little COVID baby boom.
COVID baby boom. Numbers are up. Yeah.
Well, so
see what boredom will do for you? See what boredom will do for you?
I'm not surprised. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's only so much Netflix you can watch.
Right? Isn't it Netflix and then the chill, supposedly?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. People have actually talked about this, saying it is an activity that is, you know, happening more and more. Because you're together, home, much more than you used to be. So, now
yeah,
there
but
you have
so
it.
Are all the other people that live there, too.
Yeah. Well,
there's that.
Well, bedroom number 4. Okay. Anyway, so LBF's all good. What's the high temp today? What do we got?
41.
41. That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. That would help if we got things going, but
I know.
Apparently not.
We need some sun.
Okay, another cup of coffee, LBF.
Okay.
Maybe some Tang. How about some Sanka? There you go. She's floating. Love it. I mean, you talk about a cold case.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah. For folks who watched Tiger King, it was 1997, right?
Yeah.
That her husband disappeared. If you've watched Tiger King, apparently he just wanted to just get away from it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And took nothing with him.
Sure.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to crack that case.
Well, you know, people talk. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It just, maybe there's somebody out there who knows something. And
do you
then,
think she did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You can see the crazy behind her eyes.
You can see it.
She's the type of woman who would just push somebody into a tiger cage and walk away.
Yes. No
covered
norm-
in sardine oil.
No normal person.
Heal, you cool cats and kittens.
No, would say that. No, not normal. Okay. Hey, we're going to give away cash today 7 times. It's the 80s artist of the day. Make it so easy on you. The first shot, 8 o'clock. Listen for Aerosmith. All right, we'll play Aerosmith, and we'll give you a keyword to text in at this number.
45911.
I just want to make sure that she's engaged with this.
I am. Look at me.
Next time you do that, though, please say this.
Heyo, you cool cats and kittens.
There you go. Then you tell
us.
Okay. All right, 8 o'clock, Aerosmith. Listen for your shot. $500.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. It is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking, or is that just LBF? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive better with O'Reilly. I'm just making sure you're dialed in over there.
Well, I'm dialed in.
Dialed in.
I'm wearing pants, too.
She's wearing pants today.
Congratulations.
Good to know, I think. All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, you're not going to believe how long it's going to take for you to get those acrylic nails off because you know you can't go to the salon anymore.
Uh-oh. There's a tool for that.
Yeah, I'm going to help you.
Good. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, well, you know, my kids were trying to find ways to entertain them, and we used to watch Reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton has been trying to bring it back. I've got some good news for you.
Okay, and also for you guys, I know you're the teacher. You're the principal. You're also the lunch lady.
Yeah.
And lunch man? Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a field trip you guys should take today with the kids. Pack up the van and take them here for lunch. Everybody will be happy.
Okay.
All right. LBF.
Okay, so if you have acrylic nails, I don't know who has them, but they look pretty. Or you have gel nail polish, tough to get off, and you know, they start to look like garbage after a while. Mm, so nice. Here's what you're going to have to do because you can't go to the salon anymore. If you have gel polish, you have to put a cotton ball with acetone-based nail polish on top of your nails, wrap foil around each cotton ball, and then wait 10 to 15 minutes, and then it'll take it off. Mm-hmm. But if you have acrylic nails, you've got to do the same thing, except basically you put your whole hand in acetone for like an hour, half an hour to an hour to get those things off.
Just let it go. Let it go. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares?
Yeah, let it go.
I don't
know.
You got
the whole month of April. Go gray, whatever you're doing out there. Save some money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the nails will grow out, won't they?
They just get ratty and annoying. People start picking at them, and that's worse. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Fun tip. All right, Brian.
All right, well, hey, will you hit that audio?
You ready?
Yeah, let's hear that. Butterfly in the sky. Oh, yeah. I can go twice as high. Oh, my goodness. Take a look. It's a book. A reading rainbow. All right.
A reading rainbow.
Wow.
Yeah. You can actually get old episodes. I think they're on Amazon Prime, but LeVar Burton, who used to host Reading Rainbow back in the day, has been trying to bring it back, but he's, you know, hit roadblocks here and there. But on his Twitter, I just saw that tonight, LeVar Burton will be reading a book on Facebook Live. If you want to have your kids sit with good old Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton, it's at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, so he will be on a Facebook Live. If you just go to LeVar Burton's Twitter, I'll post it up at WROR.com. You can, always looking for somebody else to read your kids a book and get a little bit of a break.
There's a lot of that going on. Didn't you say LBF Dolly Parton is doing this?
Yep, Dolly Parton's reading every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, so that's kind of fun on her.
Look at that. Oh, you got it? You're holding up there?
Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's good stuff.
All right, pack up the minivan today. You guys still have minivans?
Hotness.
I've never had a minivan.
Okay. Taco Bell has announced they're going to be giving away free tacos today. If you go through a drive-thru, you'll get a free Doritos Locos Taco. No purchase necessary. How about that?
Yeah, my son already told me about that.
He wants
to go get a taco.
The Dorito Locos?
He's up on that.
Yeah. He is.
Well, what's stopping you? It's free. Go get it.
I don't want
Doritos Locos tacos.
You want to go home and sit down. But
no,
we might
you can't sit down.
There you go, tacos.
There you
How many times can you go around?
You know, I would find the other Taco Bell. Okay, maybe you do that.
There you lapse. Nothing but time.
That's it.
Exactly.
All right, Doritos Tacos. What did I say? Doritos
Locos Tacos.
Locos Taco. It's free.
Yum.
It's 6:24. What's the current temp?
36 right now.
36. A high of 41. Isn't March been great? Just great.
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow, 45.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. And going to be cloudy today. Look for a high of 41. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's still March, right?
It sure is.
We thought January and February were long. I think this is March 34th.
Yeah, no, it's the 54th.
Okay.
This is the 54th of March.
God.
It's guys, still cold.
Guys, hey guys. Guys.
You guys.
You guys. So, are you watching a lot of news because of this? Are you mainlining the news? You can't stop.
I take it in little bites, but last night I watched the actual like news and I was horrified.
Did you watch the local? I think the local guy's doing a great job.
They're doing a great job. I watched Maria Stefano. She makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you turn, so we happened to watch, we watched Maria, and then we went to ABC World News.
With
David Hare.
With Blue Steel.
Yeah,
Blue Steel.
Man.
I know.
I mean, it's the end of days. We have to turn it off. Now, first of all, he does 3 minutes of news teasers.
Yes.
Right? So here's what's coming up. Coming up,
just
we're going to talk
amp
about this.
You up.
Just to amp you up. After that, you're done. Right?
Yeah.
So now I understand why my mother-in-law, Bev, is so doom and gloom these days.
Yes, she
tends
she's watching.
That way. She's watching that guy. Please turn off the news. At least, you know, have a small snippet and then move on.
Well, with the kids around, I haven't really been turning it on at all. If I catch up on the news, I just watch it like on my iPad or something just to get a quick update.
Holy cow.
Sometimes when I want to like self-flagellate, I go on the Daily Mail website because that's the worst ever.
Dailymail.co.uk.
It's like the end of days, and I start reading it, and then I have to walk away. It's like a weird thing.
Oh, any doomsday a possibility, it's on on that website.
Yep. And I go to Facebook, and I feel better, and then I go back, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No, don't look. It's the end of days. Would you like some good news?
Yes, I do.
There are some good news things here. All right. I know, food, right? Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts to healthcare workers on the front lines. They do it every Monday through May 12th. How about that? Here's another one. In less than 100 hours, engineers from the Mercedes Formula One team took an ordinary CPAP machine, like people use when they have sleep apnea.
Yep.
They tweaked it to help people with the virus stay off ventilators. Now, they're going to start testing dozens of them. They should be able to roll them out by the end of the week. There are some good news.
That's great.
Right?
All right.
One more. FDA cleared the way for a company in Ohio to disinfect more reusable face masks. They were allowed to do 10,000 a day at first. Now they're up to 160,000 a day to reuse the masks.
Yeah, I know, like GE and Ford are gotten together because the GE workers actually like went on strike because they wanted to start making masks and ventilators.
Yeah.
And they teamed up with Ford to finally do that.
No, there's some good things out there.
Doing stuff.
I'm telling you, you got to turn it off,
good.
Though. Otherwise.
Yeah, I know like your stories.
The dude's got great hair, but please, other than that. Well, hold on. Okay. Dirty Laundry, what do you got?
Well, we have updates on the Tiger King. I mean, there's a new investigation possibly, and who Doc Antle is quote unquote friends with.
Ooh. Hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah.
People love it when you lose.
6:47. So where, LBF, is your laundry room in the house?
Downstairs.
Oh, okay. So
off the kitchen.
You're upstairs.
I'm upstairs.
All right.
In
the studio.
Studio.
All right. Broadcasting from her, third bedroom? Upstairs, third bedroom. LBF still has time to do the laundry. What's in it?
Okay, well, it's 6 degrees of Tiger King at this point because everybody has some sort of connection with these people.
Hey, so, you cool cats and kittens.
Hey, Carol. Carol Baskin.
One of the villains in that Tiger King Netflix series that if you haven't watched yet,
you have to watch it. Villains.
And I feel like... Mm. I feel like you could probably have your kids watch it. No, I'm kidding. It's actually
No.
Oh my God.
But you will learn a lot. Okay, so Doc Antle is one of the guys featured. He's a big cat keeper. He has a zoo. It's called Myrtle Beach Safari. He's totally weird because he has like three wives and he has a cult-like organization. That's one of the people featured in this documentary. Well, he was in Britney Spears' VMA performance. Remember, I'm a Slave to You, where she had the python or whatever in 2001. Wow. He was on stage with her with a big cat, one of the tigers. And so now he's posting on his Instagram famous people who've been to the safari, including Throwback with Beyonce, featured with a chimpanzee and a lion. And then Odell Beckham Jr. was posing with a beautiful lion. This one was stunning. I know they're all very good looking lions. Not lions, a tiger. It was just
tiger.
And PETA apparently gave him a lot of crap for that back when he posted on his Instagram. But yeah, so like all these people now featured in this documentary
are all denying, right? Oh no, I didn't know the guy.
Yeah, I went by there once.
Now,
Shaquille O'Neal was in the documentary briefly because he apparently got a tiger from Joe Exotic, who's the main character in this Tiger King thing. And he denied that he even knew him and that he had no idea that anything was shady. So people are doing a lot of
PR. Why does Shaq need a tiger? That's what I don't get.
Why does anybody?
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Didn't Mike Tyson have a couple? I mean,
he did. People do. There are more.
Did he have a real life or was that just hangover?
No, I think in real life.
Probably would. It's...
I'm telling you, one of the most disturbing things in this documentary, besides the guy with no teeth and everything else, was that there are more tigers in captivity in the United States that are free all over the world.
That's just a stunning number. Stunning statistic, yeah. At the end.
Also,
They tell you that. You just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So the Florida sheriff was watching Tiger King because, that's what you're doing these days. Yeah. And he decided that he's asking the public for new leads in the case of Don Lewis. Now, Don Lewis was married to Carol Baskin. We have Carol Baskin?
No, you know, the cool cat, Chili Chip.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
Was the arch enemy of Tiger King Joe Exotic. Mm. And she, in the documentary, is accused of killing her husband. Her husband, Don Lewis, went missing back in 1997. Just disappeared. Now he disappeared. They had had a bad marriage, and she has tigers in cages.
Yeah.
So do the math.
Well, I know one person who thought he did it. She did it.
Who?
No, that's Joe Exotic.
I mean, me too. I totally think he did.
I'm with Joe Exotic on that one.
Okay. All right. So I just want to mention Andy Cohen is recovering from COVID-19. He was kind of off the grid for about 11 days. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how it sapped a lot of his energy. He had a fever, chest tightness, cough, chills, loss of appetite, and lots of aches and pains. He also lost his smell.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say loss of appetite?
Yes.
Oh, good.
You're safe.
Yeah. I'm good. How you doing, LBF? You're good?
I'm good.
How's your appetite?
Trust me.
How's Dave's appetite? We're all good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be airing Watch What Happens Live from his living room.
Okay.
So that me, Andy Cohen and I have so much in common.
Yeah. You're both hungry?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Anyways, that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
Good stuff, LBF.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
All right, guys. Aerosmith is... about an hour away from giving away the first of 7 chances at $500. Aerosmith's your 80s artist of the day. These are tough times. We know you could use some cash. I think it's awesome that our parent company, Beasley, is stepping up to the plate with 7 cracks at the bat. Quick math on that, LBF. 7 times 5, please, would be... Yeah, go ahead.
Is that right?
What, say it again.
$3,500.
Yeah, $3,500 a day.
What Look if at I me.
See?
I'm stable.
I knew it, too. I just want to make sure you knew. You did. $3,500 a day we're giving away. First shot, 8 o'clock, and just listen for the keyword to text us back at 45911. Just by texting us, you're going to get a bounce back message. And guess what? Then you're in the running for $10,000.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
just
crazy.
Just in time.
Just in time. So we're stepping up in a big way. So 57 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. We're doing our True Confession Tuesday. We're just talking about the pantry and what did you buy way too much of. Things were mentioned like ketchup, case of Spam. I bought way too much tuna. LBF's got Chef Boyardee for years. That's great. All right, let's go to the phone. Joe, what'd you buy too much of?
It wasn't me. It was someone I saw in the store that I thought bought way too much of Hormel chili.
Ooh. Oh, that's...
2 cases of Hormel chili.
Man, they
now
have
you're all locked up with these people. And
yeah.
But I don't live there.
No.
I bet they had already bought their toilet paper.
Yeah. Gross.
Good point. All right. Thank you, Russell. Amanda, you bought way too much what?
Pasta.
Pasta.
You can never buy too much pasta. How much did you buy?
We have about 32 boxes of pasta.
That's a lot of pasta.
That's great. That's a lot of pasta. But all you need
is pasta. Anybody needs it.
You know what? You'd be surprised how good spaghetti, butter, and cheese is. That's all you need.
Oh, that's all you need. That's pasta with butter is our jam now these days. Yeah, Lucy loves it.
Spaghetti, butter, and cheese. My kids were raised on that. So, no, you're good. You can always...
Does
pasta go bad? Dry pasta doesn't go bad.
No, not at all.
Oh, you need some dry milk and you can live through the Holocaust. All right. Thanks,
have
Amanda.
A good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So let's take some more calls. This is kind of fun, a little escapism here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for True Confession Tuesday, you bought way too much what? It's in your pantry. 888-410-1057. The pasta thing, though, but you can have that forever. You're
I
good.
Know.
It's no shame, as you say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay. You ready to go, LBF? Get in that closet.
Here we go. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we're just trying to have a little fun, escape a little bit from, you know, doom and gloom. There's plenty of that. So let's just talk about... On True Confession Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I wish you could see Brian Bell right now.
With Zoom and me.
So this Zoom thing, he's Zooming
who's zooming
you.
Who?
Who's Zooming who? So just for folks who are wondering what's going on, LBF is going to be home the next couple of weeks. Somebody, I guess, in the family, had kind of a run-in with somebody who may have had COVID-19?
Somebody who tested positive for COVID-19.
Right. So you're taking precautions, and you're home safe and sound. So we thought we'd take a little escape today into what's in your pantry. I was in mine yesterday. My kid said, Dad, our pantry is scary. All I see is cans of tuna and B&M beans. I guess for a kid, that's pretty scary.
That
but
is
you know what?
Scary.
But we could survive on that for a while if necessary. So folks went out and bought just tons of different kinds of things. So we're asking today for True Confession Tuesday. What you bought too much of. We have Frank, Brian. Is that it?
Yeah, Frank's there.
What if Frank bought Frank's? Hey, Frank.
We have way too much corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash.
That's so random.
I mean, my God. We're talking about 15 cans.
Wow.
Wow.
What's the brand on that, Frank? What do you recommend?
That would be Libby's.
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 Corned beef
it's like
hash.
You have a diner.
Damn.
I'm going to start calling you Matt.
We used to buy Prudence corned beef hash, but it's not available anymore.
No. We should have a swap. You LBF, you get some Boyardee, you get some, you know, we should have a can swap.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'll trade you some beefaroni for some corned beef hash.
Yeah.
You could always donate some to the food pantry in your town.
All right, thanks.
We got four cases of beer that includes PBR and Narragansett.
You're set.
I'm coming over.
Good job, neighbor.
See you, Frank. Thank you. All right, Keith, what is you bought way too much of?
I bought way too many boxes of ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, are you talking Hood?
How many?
Of course, Hood. I bought 16 boxes. Now, mind you, I might eat 16 boxes in a year, but I have no room in my freezer. And, hey, I made a discovery. If you take one ice cream sandwich and put it on top of another and eat it, that counts as one.
Oh, God.
Really?
In my mind, that counts as one sandwich.
Okay. I like that. You know
that's
what I like?
Excessive.
I like the ice cream, the chocolate ice cream sandwich. How good are those?
Yeah, they're good.
Or a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
Or any ice cream sandwich, Bob. Just say it.
What's that?
Or any ice cream sandwich. Just say it.
When I lose my appetite, that's when you have to worry about me.
Okay. All right. I will.
Thanks, Keith. All right. Connor, I bought way too much. What?
Shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
Okay.
What'd you plan to do with that shredded cheese?
My mom bought it and, like, eats and all that kind of stuff, so I guess it works.
Yeah.
How much was too much?
Yeah.
Like, five bags.
Five bags of
five
shredded
big bags,
cheese.
Like, or five, like, regular bags?
Like, the big size bags.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get moldy. You got to start making some pizza.
Yeah, or you can put it on your Hormel chili. That's good.
Okay.
With the other guy. Yeah, go see Frank.
Shredded cheese tips from Bob Bronson.
And it'll save on your teepee.
Yeah,
when
that's
you
it.
Eat all
it binds you.
Ew.
The ties that bind. All right, Connor. Good luck, buddy. Stay safe.
Yep, you too.
Look at that. Okay, Kathy, you bought way too much what for the shutdown?
I bought way too much peanut butter.
Way too much peanut butter. I don't know about that. Like, what's
My dad grew up in the Depression, and when we were growing up, he had tons of things of peanut butter, tuna fish, and beans. And he always said that he always said that you never know what's going to happen.
See, I could be your dad. Yeah, peanut butter, beans, and tuna. I mean, that. That's perfect.
Yum.
Yeah.
All together now.
So,
I don't know about that altogether.
Kathy, what brand did you buy? Because, you know, people are very, you know, particular about their peanut butter brand.
Yeah, it's Teddy peanut butter.
Oh, Teddy. Teddy's made right here in Massachusetts. So you
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my mother-in-law loves Teddy.
I don't know. LBF was making faces when she said Teddy.
I'm
Teddy.
A Skippy girl.
Skippy girl. LBF's a Skippy girl.
We're Skippy people, but I can respect Teddy. Teddy's local. Yeah. All right, Kathy, stay safe, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. There you go. Peanut butter. That doesn't go bad. Okay, LBF, coming up in the laundry.
Okay, well, we have obviously some Tiger King updates, but also how much that Elton John concert has raised so far. The one that Camila Cabello was on and you said she was screaming.
I can't. No. I paid her to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my donation was. If I pay her, will she stop? Oh, that's terrible. That I didn't mean that.
Nice.
I did not mean
did.
That. Camilla. Camilla, I didn't mean it if you're listening. Okay. It's 7:48. LBF is home the next couple of weeks, but that's not going to stop her from doing the laundry.
Never.
Yeah, Dave's been doing it, hasn't he?
No,
he hasn't.
Noah. Okay.
Noah. Oh, I miss her. Yeah. All right, LBF, what's in the dirty laundry?
I'm going to get to why Bob Bronson hates Camila Cabello. But
ease up. Now.
But first, I want to talk about Tiger King. And my favorite tweet so far is this. Absolutely iconic how Carol Baskin did Tiger King, thinking she'd get to expose Joe Exotic and Doc Antle for animal abuse. And now all of America is obsessed with Joe and thinks Carol is a murderer.
Hey, I'm Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King, the gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
That's our boy. Yeah.
That showbiz, baby.
Uh-huh.
So this is the newest update when it comes to Tiger King, because the Florida sheriff Chad Cronister was watching Tiger King, and now he's asking the public for new leads on the case of Don Lewis, who you remember was Carol Baskin's husband.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Who went missing in 1997, and people think that she fed him to her tigers, her rescue tigers. The only, you know, she has rescue tigers, Joe Exotic and Doc Antle, bred tigers. It's all the same. All awful people. Speaking of Doc Antle, he's the one who owns Myrtle Beach Safari and is not in jail and has three wives and kind of a harem. God, this is crazy. He was actually with Britney Spears at the 2001 VMAs when she did that I'm a Slave for You with the Python. He had a tiger on stage with her. He also was posting pictures of Beyonce at the Myrtle Beach Safari with a chimpanzee and a tiger, and Odell Beckham Jr. was there as well. So he's capitalizing on all of the celebrities who've ever been to Myrtle Beach Safari.
I think it's they're investigating. Aren't they looking into him now a little bit more closely?
Well, they have to. His work practices. One of the women who was in the documentary worked for him, and she talked about how they lived in horrifying conditions and were paid like $20 a day.
Oh, right, right.
Crazy.
If you have not watched this show yet, Tiger King.
On Netflix.
You got it. LBF, you and Brian were talking about last week, so we jumped in, and that's the bingiest binge I've been on.
It was
really a day and a half, seven episodes. Okay.
It's a really nice distraction, I'm telling you. I didn't think it would be, and it was, and I'm just so glad it exists right now for everybody. Also, I just want to mention the Living Room Concert for America that Elton John did. A bunch of stars were in their living rooms, and they were performing. They've raised $8 million to help with the coronavirus pandemic.
Pretty good.
Which is great news. The bad news is that some of the performances were meh. And you had mentioned Camila Cabello and how you donated money for her to stop.
You
want to hear a little clip?
Does it matter where the money came from? Not hearing it.
No, I'm not hearing it either. Maybe that's a good thing?
Yeah, you know, it's good.
Oh,
I paid her to stop.
Worked. Hang on.
You going to try it again?
No, keep talking amongst yourself.
All right.
Talk amongst ourselves. Oh,
no, but she's lovely. She's a lovely girl. Her heart was in the right place. But
she was with Shawn Mendes, wasn't she?
I think, but yeah. Was that Shawn Mendes?
Yes, that was. They date.
Okay. So it was just one of those where singers now, a lot of the younger singers, want to show that they can just do these runs, they're called.
Right? Yeah. Notice, you know,
so you want to hear her run?
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? I swear on my life that I've been a good girl.
Go ahead, pay me, and I'll stop. Pay me. All right. Oh, Mike. You see what I'm saying, though?
She sounds a lot like Britney Spears. That very high.
I know. Stop. Anyway.
Finally, I just want to mention that Suzanne Somers is going to be 75 next year, and she wants to pose for Playboy for her 75th birthday.
Yeah. Well, who's going to stop her?
I think Playboy's done, isn't it? Didn't they just...
The magazine is done, I think.
Online?
I don't know about that, but the print is done.
Yeah.
End of an era.
I'm so sad about it.
Yeah. All those great articles you're going to miss. Oh,
I know.
Goodness.
God, they were so good. All those letters to the editor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think that was Playboy. Right, Brian?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Bob.
No, that's good. That's your story, and you stick to it. Are you done, LBF?
I am finished with dirty laundry.
That was a good dirty laundry. I might go wash my hands now.
You should anyway.
All right, so coming up, just after 8 o'clock, we play Aerosmith, and we're going to give you a keyword to text in to 45911. It'll be worth $500. Going to give you 7 chances today with Aerosmith to win $500. So don't miss it.
From the Planet Fitness Studios, Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR.
WROR HD1.
Birmingham, Boston.
80s and more.
Here's your chance to win $500 with the 80s Artist of the Day.
At 105.7 WROR.
Okay, your 80s Artist of the Day today is Aerosmith. LBF, tell us the keyword to text in at 45911.
The keyword is bite, B-I-T-E.
That's it. So text bite, B-I-T-E, to 45911. That's 45911. One winner gets $500, plus everyone gets a bounce back on how to win $10,000. Now you have until 8:15 to text in the word
Bite, B-I-T-E.
That's it, to 45911. It's your 80s artist of the day. It's Aerosmith, 105.7 WROR.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. So visit windownation.com. Our player today is from Billerica. Let's say good morning to June Franey. Good morning, June.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. June, are you home?
No, I'm sitting in my car at work.
Oh, now, where's can you give it a shout-out, or are you incognito?
No, it's Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates.
Oh, we've had
front lines.
Another player on the front lines, June. Very,
yep.
Very good. We know you guys are really busy these days, so let's take a little time to have some fun. Say good morning to LBF.
Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Okay, so June, were you born in June?
No, May.
Boy, they were hoping for June, weren't they?
No, I was due in April, born in May, so my mother called me June.
Okay.
Wow.
See, it's the fun stuff we learn. Okay, you know how Super Smart works. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. And if you're not sure, just say pass quickly. We'll get back to it if we have time to play. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What state is the Sunshine State?
Florida.
In what sport can you get a hole in one?
Golf.
Stratus and nimbus are types of what?
Clouds.
What ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located in?
Atlantic.
What's the fastest land animal?
Cougar.
What food is made by bees?
Honey.
What's the biggest island in the world?
Ireland.
Who played the father of Chandler on Friends?
Elliot Gould.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What is a haboob?
Pass.
What's the last question?
Oh, what's a haboob? A coconut. I have no idea.
That's a good guess. I like the way you think.
LBF. Yeah.
Maybe a haboob. I don't know.
What, tell her what a haboob is, LBF.
My husband. I don't know.
Yeah. That's my boob.
Okay.
No. What's
that's
a haboob?
That's my haboob.
A haboob is a type of sandstorm.
See,
a sandstorm. A sandstorm.
A sandstorm. Oh, man.
But you did okay. Hey, you got.
Yeah, you did.
Six. You got six right. So 6 out of 10. What else did you miss? LBF.
The fastest land animal is a cheetah. I see where a cougar. I get.
Yeah.
I did that too.
I've seen some fast cougars.
Yeah. The biggest island in the world is Greenland.
Although Ireland is very green.
Yeah, very green.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Close. And the person who played the father of Chandler on Friends. Elliot Gould played somebody's father.
Yeah,
who did he play?
Ross and
father.
Monica's
that's
father.
That's right. Kathleen Turner.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. Turner played it. Yes, that's... I was thinking, okay.
You got to be a big Friends fan. You got to be Brian Bell to know that, actually.
Yeah, you do.
Even that.
But people watch it all the time now, so
I love Friends. So, I was nervous.
So look, go to work today, and you can ask everybody how their haboob is, and just and be safe. Yeah. Hey, how's your haboob today? hey, June, thanks for playing. Listen, you know nobody leaves here empty-handed, right? So
never.
So we're going to give you a $50 Harvard Gardens gift card. Currently offering takeout, curbside delivery. How about that?
Oh, nice.
Their hours are 11:30 to 8:30. Orders from two to five. Check this out. Orders from 2 to 5 are 50% off. So visit HarvardGardens.com for more info to view their menu. That's very nice of those guys to step up. So we know you're really busy these days, June. Thanks for taking the time out to play with us, okay?
Oh, thank you, and have a good rest of the day.
Stay safe.
We were Zooming her, so this is really cool.
In.
We zoomed in.
Using the technology.
Who is Zooming who? So if you want to play Super Smart like June did, Just, well, don't wait till June. Just do it now. Go to WROR.com.
Plus,
LBF. Stay with me, LBF. LBF. Are you going to put the game up online?
Yes, I am going to put the game up online. It's multiple choice. You can play it. It counts as school. I've talked to teachers.
I can't wait to see the multiple choices you have for Haboob.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
Worth logging on.
All right. It's all at WROR.com. All right.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. She's in her third, was it third bedroom?
Yeah, it's like a sewing room. It's very small.
Oh, a sewing room.
I know you sew.
There's a weird doll. There's a weird doll we see in the background of Zoom.
I know.
What is the doll?
The doll is a doll that my mother had made for me for my wedding, and it's a replica of my wedding dress.
She's precious.
I feel like it should have its own Netflix special.
Yeah, she should.
Where's Dave's dolly?
Oh, well, it needs to be inflated.
So. Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. She's had her coffee. Good to hear. Brian, what's cool?
Maybe more than that.
What's in the coffee?
The one thing you can do to get a better night's sleep during these very trying times.
All right. Oh, get better night's sleep. Brian Bell.
Throw my kids out of the house. Yeah. Well, I've got to, you know, we're all trying to help out. I saw a place that was doing a cool thing, restaurant, that was trying to help our front line, you know, first responders and stuff. So,
okay. That's good. And if you are the principal, you know, the teacher, the lunch lady or lunch man, I'm going to give you a reprieve today where you can get free lunch for the kiddies today.
Oh.
All right. That's coming up. Brian. All right. All right. Let's start with LBF, rather.
Okay, so a lot of people are having a tough time sleeping because there's a lot to worry about. I mean, the coronavirus is really scary, and people are like thinking, when is this going to end? So the one thing you can do to just make sure you have a good night's sleep or a better night's sleep is take a break from the news cycle before bed. That's the key, because not only does the blue light from screens have a negative effect on sleep, that constant stream of news you get from your device is not helping you relax.
Mm-mm.
You've got to cut the screen down an hour before bed and limit your news exposure. I know sometimes like you want to just be up to date, but it's not going to help you. You got to like set a time limit.
You got 24/7. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Think?
Yeah, it is too much. And give yourself a break. Like, you know, I think a lot of people are like, I have to keep up on it. I need to know. Not really. You can be a little informed, but you don't have to go overboard.
Because the news stations will give it to you 24/7, right? Breaking news. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree. Take a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, really, I just watch like the local for like 10 or 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm up to date.
Good.
I'm good.
Yep.
But you watch the network.
Now back to Tiger King.
There you go. What? Tiger King?
Hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Hey.
Okay.
Hi, Carol. You're going to jail. All right, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, cool things. You know, the restaurant industry is hard hit, and we've got our Operation Gift Card up at WROR.com where you can buy gift cards for local places. Mm-hmm. Some are doing takeout. I saw this one, though, down in Hingham yesterday. And I know, Bob, you talked about a place in California doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Boathouse Bistro down in Hingham, on their takeout menu, they started this yesterday. It was National Doctors Day, and they're going to keep doing it. One of the items you can select on their takeout menu, they have an option to select either a $25 or a $10 entree for first responders. So yesterday, they did 40 meals to everybody at South Shore Hospital. From people buying them on their
really cool.
website. So any restaurants, if you're doing this, let us know. That'd be cool to, you know, point out. But Boathouse Bistro in Hingham is doing it, so look them up on the interwebs, and, you know, you could donate a meal to somebody at one of the
great
hospitals
idea.
Or first
yeah,
responders.
We talked about it yesterday. I guess it started in California, where a lot of trends go, where you can, like I said, just buy lunch for and kind of make a short-distance dedication. I want to dedicate this lunch. Please deliver it in my name to whatever folks in the you know, EMTs or doc, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, okay. Good news if you are, you know, if the pantry is getting a little boring and you can't go out. How about this? Today, is it not Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Yes, Taco Bell. Find one near you. Giving out free tacos today. If you go through a drive-thru, you'll get a free Doritos Locos Taco, no purchase necessary. How about that? Brian, take the kids. Go ahead.
My son has already been asking to go take the get the free taco today.
Why not?
I pointed out, Sam, you never pay for the tacos. They're always free.
They're always free for you.
I know, right?
He's looking out for you, Dad.
Yeah, I know. But you can get a free one, Dad. Oh, great, thanks.
Where's the nearest Taco Bell? We should
go down to Bridgewater.
All right.
Might have to hit that. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't have a hungry heart these days? That's all we're doing. I see my friends on Facebook. Eat, sleep, repeat, basically, yep. In quarantine. You know, my friend Melanie, we used to always kind of get a kick out of her Facebook post because she has chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And we always thought, why does she have chickens? Just go to the store and buy eggs. So I got Melanie on the phone now. Who's laughing now?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a good date.
Which came first?
Oh, please. You know, it's that moment when suddenly the crazy chicken lady becomes everyone's favorite neighbor.
Right.
All right, how many chickens do you have? Undisclosed location.
Seven chickens.
You have seven chickens. Now, they're outside in a coop, right? Cooped up?
Not in the house, yep. Outside in the coop.
And how many eggs a day are you getting from the chickens?
They lay about an egg a day per chicken, so I'm getting maybe 5 to 7 eggs a day.
That's more than I need, right?
That's more than you need.
How long do the eggs last, Mel?
Long time. You don't have to refrigerate them, so they're good.
Are they better than store-bought eggs?
Better than store-bought eggs. They're creamy, they're yellow, you know what they're eating, and if you're a good cook, you give them your extra scraps, so you know that they're getting good food.
Ah,
I know a lot of my friends have chickens, and before this was all in lockdown, they were always trying to give them away.
Right.
Has that changed for you now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit of an egg hoarder at the moment.
I get it.
So they're brown eggs, right?
Brown, blue, white, and a light pink.
Really?
Yeah. Chickens lay different color eggshells. It's like, it's really cool.
But the song was always brown eggs, local eggs, local eggs are fresh. Do, do.
Never believe a jingle.
Wow. That's a lot of eggs. So how many eggs are in your stash right now?
I think I have about 5 dozen in my fridge.
Melanie, I'll be seeing you. Leave them in the mailbox.
Sounds good, always enough. You got it.
No, so we always made fun. Not Melanie, but you always wonder about people who have chickens. It seems like, is it worth it? But, boy, right about now, it seems like a pretty smart idea. Is it hard to keep them? Is anything, is it expensive?
Or? No, it's the best thing I ever did. It's easy.
Really?
As long as you feed them food and water every day, you're good.
Like chicken
and
feed?
They don't get mad at you or try to peck you when you take their eggs?
Oh.
No, only if they're broody. Only if they're sitting on the eggs trying to hatch them, and then they get pretty vicious.
No.
Oh, all right. Good to know.
And those are the ones you eat, right?
Oh, no.
No, you eat.
Chicken piccata for dinner tonight. Oh, that chicken was mean to me.
Wait a minute. How old is your oldest chicken?
5 years.
So how long do they lay, so to speak?
Like, I think, like, about now she's starting to taper off. So she's, she's giving me maybe an egg every 3 days.
Now,
so how long will she live for?
Until Mother Nature decides time.
You couldn't eat the chicken, though, at this point. Does she have a name?
You know what? You probably could, but I wouldn't. She does have a name. I can't eat something with a name.
Well, what's her name? Just curious.
Oh, my son called her Chicken Tender.
Well, that would be easy to make into dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like you're going that direction. All right, Mel. Listen, I'm telling you, so any recommendations for anybody thinking about getting chickens? Any advice?
Do it now.
Yeah? Where do you get chicks?
Yeah.
You know what? I read that the chicks are sold out everywhere.
You can go to any feed store.
Any feed store, and you can buy chicks. And they're cheap.
Or online. Yeah, they're cheap. They're like $2 a piece if you get them when they're small.
Oh, Brian, you need to do this.
Get some for Easter.
You need to do that, Brian.
Oh, God.
I think I'm good.
Some chores.
I kind of want chickens.
How about that? Yeah.
I feel like Fern in Charlotte's Web. You don't get a pig, a horse.
Now go collect your eggs. I know it's for breakfast.
Don't put them all in one basket, though.
Okay. Have a good day.
Mel, stay safe.
All right.
She's great. So anyway, that's it. You thought they were crazy. Now you're looking at some chicks.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, how you doing?
Chicks. All right.
On Tinder. I like that, right?
Met her on Tinder.
All right, fine. Okay.
All right. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Love it. That's Kansas 105.7 WROR. Carry on, wayward son. Did your dad ever say that to you, Brian?
No.
Okay. It's not too late. My wayward son. All right. Aerosmith is your 80s artist of the day. And we did our first Aerosmith song just after 8 o'clock for $500. So we got our winner. Winner, winner, don't say chicken dinner.
Come on. We're talking chickens, Bob.
We got Priscilla from Draken. How's it feel to win $500?
I cannot believe it. I can't.
That's it. The key word was?
Bite.
Okay. You got that right, and you won $500. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, seeing that I'm on lockdown over here, I'm going to save it and go to the Burlington Mall when this is over.
That's great.
Okay, Priscilla. Tell everybody what is the number one station to listen to.
105.7 WROR.
Thanks, Priscilla. Love you.
Love you, too. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. Nice. So that's what we're doing. Next time with Julie Devereaux, a different keyword. We'll tell you what it is. You text in at 45911. All right, LBF, you good?
I'm great.
Stick around a little bit longer. We'll let you go. I know you need to go down and cook. Breakfast.
Yes.
Didn't you say you're cooking breakfast for Dave?
No, Dave's going to cook me breakfast.
Oh, well, if he's
that's
smart.
That's how it works around here, Bob.
That's right. That's right. I forgot who's in charge there. What was I thinking? All right, stick around.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.